This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome, everyone. As we learn the Mishnah Yomis for this Sunday, the 17th Perek, Mishnah Ches and Mishnah Tes, sponsored by the Fisher family, Lila Nishmas Basi Bas Rabbit, Shlomo Ben Avraham Alevi, Pearl Bas Ruvain, Lila Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lefu Shalema, Feliyo Moshe Ben Chayasar, Yaakov Ben Basileya, for the Schus of Avraham Ben Yom Benish Ben Malk Yudis and family, by Yo Klugman and family, Lefu Shalema, Fachaya, for, Chana Bas Shashabina, Hinda Bas Chayasar, Rivka Bas Shiraleya, Yitzhak ben Tzim ben Dusha, Moshe Meir ben Esther Fradel, Meir ben Chaya Sara, Sara Bas Fei, they should have a Rufu Shalema B'sach Shachel Yisrael. Kizayis Shamru, we talked about it tonight in the Daf, that Shir of a Kizayis from a corpse is Matame. Le'gadov le'katan, it's not a large olive, it's not a small olive. Elabainani, the average olive, which is known as Ze'aguri. That's called the Kizayis Aguri. Kisaira Shama, the din is that an etzem kisaira, bone the size of a barley, is metame. Loi gedayla, it doesn't mean a big one, but loi katana, elabainanis, an average one. Zumid baris, this is the wild barley. Kadasha, that we say that one of the Shmai Nishratzim is metame the size of a lentil, shamru. Loi gedayla, it doesn't mean a big one, but loi katana, elabainanis, it's an average one. Zumitzris, that's the Egyptian lentil. Now, normally we say that if you're under a roof of a tefach and there's a mace underneath, you're tame. But the Mishnah says that if you have slung across your shoulder a pole that is the thickness of a goad, an ox goad, which is less than a tefach, that's the circumference of a tefach, and there's a mace underneath it, you become tame. Kolam etaltlin, all that which is moved, mevien esatuma, bring tuma upon you if it roofs over you and the mace. But oviam abdeo, the thickness of an ox goad. Like cotton v'loy gadol, not large, not small, elabainani. Ezo beinani, what's a beinani? Kol shek kefei tefach. The circumference is a tefach, which would be the diameter, which would be about a third of a tefach. Because it's a ratio of 3 to 1. Around. Now, ha'ama she'amru. We always talk about amas. You can't carry on Shabbos for 4 amas. A sukkah is possible if it's higher than 20 amas. The menorah can't be higher than 20 amas. It's ba'ama abeninus. It's the average ama of 6 tvachim. Now, in the base of Migdish, they did an extra precaution. Over the eastern gate of the base of Migdish, there was what's called Shushan Abira. There was the design of the capital of Shushan. This was in honor of Kairish of Persia, who facilitated the building of the temple. And there were two chambers, Ushtei Amas Hayu B'Shushan Abira. There were 2 yard Amas sticks in the Shushan Abira. Achas Al Keren Mizrachas Tzvainis, one was in the northeastern side. V'Achas Al Keren Mizrachas Dreimis, one was kept on the southeastern side. The one that's on the northeastern side, it was 6 tvachim and a half of a finger breadth. Shal Karen Mizrachis Dreimis, and the one on the southeastern side, was 6 tvachim and a whole etzba. Nimsis Yitzera al Shalmoshe, the one in the second chamber, was more than Moshe Rabbeinu's an etzba, because it was an extra half an etzba. So 6 and a half plus a half is 6 and 1 full etzba. Now, why did they make these inaccurate? V'lama amru achas gedoyla v'achas katana. Why did they have these different sizes? Ela she'umnin noitlin b'katana. When the craftsmen made an order, they ordered with the regular amah of six tefach. U'marzirin b'gedoyla. But when they delivered the product, they would measure it either with the larger one of six and an etzpa or six and a half an etzpa, kidei shelo yovo lidei mila, as a safeguard that they shouldn't shortchange Hekdesh and come to trespass. Now, why was one only a half an etzpa and one was a whole etzpa? So if you were dealing with gold and silver, so then they couldn't make such a differential, so then it was only a half an etzpa. If you were dealing with irons and produce, so then there was a whole etzba of a difference. Okay, Rabbi Isai, what a wonderful evening of Torah. We'll stop over here and wish everybody a wonderful night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.